Ayuda de aquel alguien que me da que será la falta de mi vida a tanto me la falta vale va a acabar a la
Well, we read the Torah during the week, normally, like we read on Thursday. We read the Torah three aliyahs during the week. On Rosh Chodesh, we have four aliyahs, an extra aliyah. So the Gemara says in Megillah, how come we have an extra aliyah on Rosh Chodesh during the week, four aliyahs? Yesterday, Thursday, we read the Torah, only three aliyahs. So the Gemara says, it depends. If it's going to be a work day, people have to go to work. So you have to go to work, you can't keep the people in shul so long. So therefore, three aliyahs, so people could go to work. But if you're going to make extra aliyahs, they have to go to work. It's not right. On Rosh Chodesh, you can make four aliyahs because they don't have to go to work. So the question is, what do you mean they don't have to go to work? So Rashi writes that the Rosh Chodesh was a holiday for the ladies. They didn't give any to the Chet HaEgel. They helped build the base of the Mishkan. Was built on Rosh Chodesh, so they don't do sewing on Rosh Chodesh, so they don't go to work. But the Shagas Aryeh, the Turi Evan, asked the question, but the women are not the ones in shul, so they're not the ones so the Turi Evan says a new pshat. He says that whenever there was a special sacrifice brought in the base of Mikdash, it's a yontif. So on Rosh Chodesh, they brought in the base of Mikdash, they brought a Korban Musaf. It was a special sacrifice. So it was a yontif. It was a holiday for everyone, and the men didn't go to work on Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, you can make the davening longer. But today, the men do go to work, and we still have the four aliyahs. So therefore, we have to end the davening quicker so everyone can get to work. It's still a happy day. You know, Yitzchak Cohen always encourages people to have a suda for Rosh Chodesh, because it's a happy day, but if you forget to say Yalav Yavo in the Suda, you don't have to repeat, because it's not an obligation to have the Suda. But by davening, if you get Yalav Yavo in Shachris or in Mincha, you have to repeat the Shmoneh Esrei. By Mariv, you don't, because they didn't declare Rosh Chodesh at night. But at the Suda, on Chol HaMoed, say it's not an obligation to have a Suda. You don't have to repeat. On Yontif, if you didn't say Yalav Yavo in the Suda, you have to repeat. Rosh Chodesh is a nice thing to have a Suda, but it's not an obligation, so you shouldn't have to repeat. But it's a happy day, and Bizman Beis HaMikdash, they didn't even go to work. Today we're going to still go to work, so let's end the davening shortly, so you can all get to work.